Our next speaker represents the Federation of Student Islamic Societies in the UK and Ireland. They're the premier Muslim student organization in the country, establishing university Islamic societies in nearly every single university up and down the country. The president of the Falsest Palestine campaign, Amin Al-Hafaf.
In the name of our Lord Almighty, most kind, most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings to you all, my dear brothers and sisters, friends and colleagues. I stand in front of you today from the Federation of Student Islamic Societies to represent Muslim students and all students. And may we first send our condolences to the family of the great writer Edward Said. May Allah have mercy on him. Today we are declaring justice for the Iraqi people and freedom for Palestine. Never has the pro-Palestinian movement been so strong. Never has the anti-war movement made us so proud. FOSIS encourages student activism. Now why? Well, during South African apartheid and during the Vietnam War, students have been at the forefront of change. This is the greatest weapon of change. To educate is to motivate, and to be active instead of reactive is to be influential in transforming our body into a revolutionary student movement. 55 years on, Palestinians continue their quest to be liberated. 55 years on, the Palestinians are subjected to oppression, occupation and segregation. 55 years on, the Palestinians are slaves in their own country. 55 years on, we must face the tragic fact that the Palestinians are still not free. We are told time and time again, Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. Well, if democracy means ethnic cleansing, if democracy means mass murder, if democracy means robbery of land and persecution, then we say keep your democracy because we don't want it. US and British policies have aided and abetted Israeli state terrorism. Intervention in Iraq was not about the interests of security, but the interests of oil. Tony Blair, where are you? Why are you silent about Palestine? Why are you silent about Ariel Sharon? Why this hypocrisy, Mr. Blair? We can't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Well, my advice to you, look to your left, go into Israel, and you'll find a lot there. We went into Iraq because of weapons of mass destruction. What about Israel? We went in because of UN resolutions. What about Israel? We went in because of a war criminal. What about Israel? If we use these guidelines for a reason to go to war, then we should have invaded Israel years ago. Now where is the justice? And why do they exist, Mr. Blair? Well, in the words of Mandela, it is the oppressor who defines the nature of the struggle. Do not tell people how to resist until you stop oppressing them. And let us remember all those in the world that are suffering because of political hypocrisy in Africa, in Chechnya, Kashmir, Gujarat. In the words of Nelson Mandela, will you come along with us? Or are you going to remain silent and neutral in a matter of life and death to my people, to our people? For my part, I have made my choice. The struggle is my life. I will continue fighting for freedom until the end of my day. My final message is to the students of the Middle East as a message of support for the oppressed students of Palestine and Iraq. Let our voices be heard in Jenin. Let our voices be heard in Baghdad, in Khalil, in Basra, and in Jerusalem and Quds. Free Palestine! Thank you very much.